Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. This is Joe Campbell. I dealt with you, I think it was probably 2011 whenever I opened my salon. So I was wanting to touch base about maybe doing some financing of some more equipment.
Yeah, Joe, not a problem. Give me one second. I'm going to try to switch you to my headset because the line is very fuzzy. So if you can hear me for a second, bear with me.
Okay.
Joe?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's much better. What's the name of your business?
Chrome Salon and Spa, KROME.
Okay. And about how much equipment financing are you looking for? We do two types of loans, by the way. We do cash loans and equipment loans. We do both.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. I've been going through, because there would be several different companies that I would be ordering from.
Okay.
Probably max I would need is $10,000.
Okay. And Joe, is your email joecampbell08@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can still reach me at that one.
Give me a second. And are you looking for any cash as well, or is it just equipment?
Okay, well, like if I did just cash and then I purchased the equipment, like what's the difference in rates and all that with versus just doing the leasing?
Yeah, you know, we would probably just give you a straightforward finance agreement. The difference is term length. A cash loan is going to be, I can tell you what you'd qualify for. What are your annual sales per year right now? Total volume.
Okay, I would have to go and pull that.
Just give me an idea.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. Hold on, let me try to calculate.
Or monthly would be great too.
Okay. Probably $9,000 or $10,000 a month.
$9,000 or $10,000. Okay. The cash loan is going to be a shorter term loan, so you're going to look at something probably like 6 months to a year. Whereas an equipment loan is going to be long term, which is probably 3 to 5 years. I'd probably, if you're trying to keep your payments as low as possible, I'd probably suggest the equipment loan avenue as opposed to the cash loan avenue.
Okay.
Okay. When are you looking to order the equipment?
When?
Yeah.
On some things I'm already ready. I've already got the quote.
There's
a couple of other companies that I would have to get the quotes emailed to me. Some of them haven't sent the quotes over yet.
Cool. And are you still at the 1508 Jacksonboro?
Yes, 1508 okay. Jacksonboro Heights.
Gotcha. So, Joe, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot an email so I don't like write this down. I just send it to you right now. Current order. Hi, Joe. Can you please send me over the quotes?
Yeah, because I just got a quote on my barber chairs just a few minutes ago. I've been waiting on that. So it was around $4,300. And then I have to order there's another station I'm adding to the salon. And then there was a couple other like carts and stuff. So once they get those quotes over to me, so. So it may be, I don't know, it probably won't even be $8,000.
Not a problem. We can do this for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot you over an email, and it's still sole proprietorship, right?
Yes.
Okay. How's business going?
Oh, it's going good. It's everything's been going great. It's just that my chairs that I purchased from that one company, they're not in business anymore. And
oh,
so
what company is that?
I can't remember the.
I can tell you
company because it's yeah. Because one of them I will be ordering from CCI Beauty, and I know that was part of my order the last time. But the other company is the one that they're not in business anymore.
Gotcha.
And so my chairs I couldn't get covered whenever they started tearing up.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me a second here. So, Joe, are you in front of your email?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, say that again.
In front of my email?
Are you in front of your email?
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Gotcha. So I'm just going to walk you through this.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So you're just going to ask them all for invoices. This will probably be a finance agreement, not a lease. So you'll be the bill to and the ship to on the invoice. You're going to want all these vendors to make invoices, not quotes. They should say invoice, not sales order or estimate. The bill to should be your company and your address. The ship to should be your company and address. And make sure they're writing it the way I put, like Joseph Campbell, DBA, Chrome Salon and Spa. Some of these vendors will just put your name or the business name. They've got to be specific. They should also list on it. I assume most of these guys want to be paid before shipment, but they actually have to list that on the invoice. So 100% payment or pre-funding required before shipment. And then also their payment information. Wiring instructions, you know, ACH, or we can just overnight them a check. To walk you through your side of the process, I'm just having my funding department send you generate another email, an application. It should take like literally 10 to 20 minutes. What we'll do is this. I'll send you a separate app. You'll get an email in like the next 30 minutes, an hour. You'll be signing an application and sending it back to me. I can validate your approval today. We can probably get you documents today, the approval today. You probably won't be able to order today. You'll probably be able to order tomorrow.
Okay. So will I still have to go get all of the paperwork and stuff I got the last time to send in to you?
You know, it's going to be a lot easier since we're all now set up on what's called fax to fund. So when I send you your loan documents, you won't have to overnight everything. It's just literally sign in three places and check a few boxes. It's a much simpler process.
Okay, because I know the last time I had to get bank statements and...
No, we won't do that. I won't need that on this file.
Okay. Yeah, and also, on this one, since you said finance, is there going to be this thing where at the end of this, I'm going to have to, like, you know, send something in writing that I want to keep the equipment like it was with the lease, or is this...
Most likely not. With the finance agreement, you'll own the equipment from day one. There will not be a buyout.
Okay, yeah, because I don't want to deal with a buyout. I would rather...
There won't be a buyout, correct.
Then that way, when we're done with the payments, we're done.
Correct.
And I keep the equipment, so...
Correct.
Yeah. And, we'll do that. And then, trying to think of what else there was. I had a question about... Oh, well, I can't think of it right now.
If you think, just give me a call, and I'll walk you through a few different options. You'll just get a separate email from me, and we'll start cracking this out for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too, Joseph. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.